Welcome to the Growing in Grace podcast, where you can listen in on some casual conversation about the good news of Jesus. It's time to discover the true freedom that comes with the gospel of unlimited and overflowing grace.
I'm Mike. He's Joel. Welcome to the Growing in Grace podcast. We're glad you're with us. Check us out at our, well, if you're looking for some really old stuff, we've been doing this over 21 years. Remember, kind of our flagship website, growingingrace.org. You'll find past archived programs there with the newest ones first. Otherwise, your favorite podcasting platform. Look for us there. Joel, I was watching a TV show. I don't think I need to mention which one it is. I could. I'll just go ahead and say where it's from. It's on Apple TV, and it's called Widow's Bay. Oh. And it's sort of a, I don't know if you'd call it horror, but it's part scary and part comedy.
Almost. Okay, yeah.
I mean the comedy's kind of light, it's kind of sprinkled in there. But I've laughed a few times, and the reason I even started watching it was because it had an actor in there I really liked in another series.
All right.
But anyway, it happened again. We've talked about this before. I think back in the day, I referred to the Gill Man, like in the old black and white scary movie genre.
Okay.
And the Gill Man, he'd come out of that water or whatever, and he'd just kind of be limping along while his victim was running full speed. And somehow or another, he always seemed to catch up to him.
Yep.
I saw something similar on this show. This I don't know what you'd call him, but this creature didn't really seem human. He's chasing, if I can use that word, he's chasing somebody, and this woman is screaming and running top speed, trying to get away, and he's just walking normally, but would always seem to get within pretty close distance. And I'm sitting here thinking, this is just like religion. This is just like legalism. Where no matter how hard, how fast you try to run from it, it always it's seems always to catch back up with you and try to dump a bunch of bondage on you. And anyway,
yeah,
I think the topic today is legalism.
Legalism. Yeah, that's funny though. In those, it's watching Doctor Who. You have the Cybermen, delete, and they're just marching along, chunk, chunk, chunk. And people are running, and it's like, and they still get them. They still get them, catch up, and just all, you know, like you say, it's pretty, it's a probably a staple in many horror shows. But you're right. I mean, I've made a comment lately that this is just a social media type of thing, but on Facebook in recent times, they've changed their algorithms or whatever, where I'm seeing so many things, like if I scroll Facebook, that they're not from my Facebook friends. They're from all kinds of other people, and they might be related to in some way some things that I talk about or that I like to talk about, but I don't know. Anyway, but so all that to say that I'll see a lot of stuff. I will see a lot of legalism, a lot of legalistic type of memes or posts or whatever. Again, a lot of times from people I don't even know. I suppose it probably because it fits the religion category or the spiritual category, Christian category of things that I talk about, and Facebook thinks that I want to see these things. And the same thing happened to me. I've talked about this in the past when I used to be a courier. And I spent a lot of time on the road, and especially on Sunday mornings, I would always tune into the local talk radio station. They had a bunch of Christian programming in the morning on Sunday mornings, and it was all kinds of legalism, all kinds of stuff that just was like, oh my goodness. And every once in a while, I would catch something good from somebody talking about our identity or grace or whatever. But it's all over the place, man. It's just splattered all over the place. And it makes it hard, I think, for a lot of people. A lot of people live in guilt and condemnation because of what they hear preached, because of all these things that are going on in Christendom, religiondom. It wasn't that a word you came up with? Religiondom.
I think it was.
A while back.
I forgot about that one.
we were going to start using that. I almost kind of forgot about it. But just real quick, you know, on the issue of guilt and condemnation, this is something I wrote one time. If you're having a hard time living with guilt and condemnation, now this isn't everything that we're going to be talking about this week, but if you're having a hard time living with guilt and condemnation for some or all of your sins, and if you're wondering if you're really forgiven for everything, am I really forgiven, God? Am I really forgiven? Just go ahead and have a conversation about it with Jesus and say these words to Jesus. I know you meant well, but your shed blood just wasn't enough to clear the guilt of all my sins. Just see what Jesus says. Mm-hmm. Just tell him his blood wasn't enough. And I wrote that, and I say that so that people will understand that maybe it's an aha moment for people that, yes, Jesus' blood was enough. So maybe I could have brought that up last week or the week before when we were talking about forgiveness. But all over the Christian world today, you will have people living in guilt, fear, condemnation, and that's not the way that this life in Christ was meant to be, but it's all based upon a bunch of legalism that's out there.
What I like about that post that you just read is that it gets people thinking, because they don't mean to do it, but right. Essentially kind of what they're saying, and God understands, you know, he understands our ignorance, but when you stop and think about it, you kind of got people in a place where you're getting them to think about it, because what they're essentially doing is saying your blood wasn't enough and I still feel guilty. Mm-hmm. I still feel guilty. I'm not sure that you did enough, God. And of course, that's not really where people want to be coming from. That's just how they feel. Mm-hmm. But they don't articulate it like that, of course, like what you read.
Right.
I'm sorry, God. I don't think you did enough with the blood of Jesus. That's really not what they mean to say, but essentially that's kind of what they're saying, because they're unable to seem to overcome that guilt and condemnation. Well, that's kind of what religion does. You know, when we're using this word religion, it's tied into our idea of legalism. And I've identified it this way before, Joel, as legalism, religion. It's people trying to do something to get a response from God instead of resting in his response to us. Hmm. That's just it. People are always trying to figure out a way to draw near to God, get closer to God, get God to respond to them, get God to forgive them when he said he would remember sins no more, like what we talked about recently. You know, God says, I won't remember sins any longer under this new covenant. So what do people do? People go and remind him.
Exactly.
So that's just us humans being humans. You know, we struggle with some of this stuff because of what we've been told and taught. And this is a mixed covenant culture that we kind of live in. Yeah, a lot of us, anyway.
Very much so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And here's the other thing though. It didn't just start in our lifetime. It didn't start one or two centuries ago, or when Bibles started getting printed in mass production. It started right out of the gate, right after the ascension of Jesus. That's when it started, that first century church. And why is that? Well, because Jewish people who were coming to Christ those early years after the cross, for the most part, they didn't know that this covenant eliminated the law, which they held so near and dear. And so they kind of carried some of that law stuff, the Jewish people again, carrying some of that over into their new life in Christ, having received the Spirit. So you kind of had this mixture going on. And, you know, it kind of gets brushed over by much of the church world, even I think amongst the many grace circles as well. It just kind of gets ignored or mm-hmm. overlooked, skimmed over. But that's where it really all began, and it's just kind of continued on for centuries.
Yeah.
But where are we going with this? we're here to encourage you, because, you know, this whole podcast that we do, Growing in Grace, is to try to help people transition from whatever religious bondage, legalistic type stuff that you've been exposed to that has brought you down. We're here to try to help you begin to see the gospel in a way that God helped us to see it too, because we've been there and done that. And it's just so refreshing and reassuring when you come to understand the message of the gospel of grace.
Right. And the thing is that legalism can kind of approach us on two different fronts. Well, there's more than two, but I mean, we were talking beforehand here. People are looking for rewards from God. And we did talk about that maybe, I don't know, a couple months ago, you know, by what they do. They're living their Christian life, doing the things that they do, the good things, you know, trying to do good things, giving, serving, even loving people. You know, you talked about fake fruit. Was that last week? I heard a preacher preach one time, fake it till you make it. And that's legalism. From his perspective, he was like, if you feel like you're not doing the stuff, enough of the stuff, then just fake it, and then eventually it'll come. And that's the flesh. That's not how life in Christ works. But people are doing the things that they do in order to try to get rewards from God, rather than from who they already are in Christ. I want to be who I am. I want to live out who God has made me to be, not trying to get something from him, but he's already made me everything that I am, and I want to live from that and grow in that, or else they're fearing punishment for sins, and so they do things, or they try to avoid things because they fear punishment. And again, that goes back to what we've talked about, you know, doing things from a law and sin consciousness mindset only produces the opposite effect. It will either produce fake fruit or it will produce increased sin. That's what Paul talked about in Romans 7. And so this legalism thing really has many heads to it. There are so many ways that legalism approaches us and tempts us and tries to reel us back in, so to speak. And I think the answer to this, or at least one way, is to remember our identity in Christ, who God has made us to be. We've been set free from performance, trying to perform for God, and trying to refrain from poor performance. As we've talked about many times, we want to make good choices. We want to refrain from making bad choices, but that's not our identity. That's not how this life in Christ, that's not where we start from. We start from our identity in Christ. We start from who he has already made us to be. We grow in that. We learn and grow in understanding. You know, growing in grace doesn't mean you get more of God's grace. It means you learn more about the grace that you already have, about the life of Jesus. You know, grow in grace and in the knowledge of Jesus. You're not getting more of Jesus. You already have all of Jesus, and you just grow in your understanding of that and in how that is applied in our daily lives. But you're never going to get more forgiveness from God. Christ himself is our reward. We're already in him, as we talked about recently. That's his will for us. That's God's will for us, that we're in Christ, and he is in us. And we live from there, not from a place of trying to get rewards or out of a fear of punishment.
Yeah, I think religious legalism is rooted in people trying to become something or to do things in order to become something that they think they're not. They're trying to reach out to a carrot that is always just dangling a little bit out of their reach, right? Yeah. Trying to get closer, trying to become more sanctified. That's the other thing, you know, when people say, well, yes, you're saved by grace through faith. and yes, you're forgiven, at least up until this moment. And then there's this process that is called sanctification that you get to participate in. And so you're just working to try to become, you know, closer to God, trying to become more complete, trying to become whatever it is that you think you're missing when God has communicated through the Apostle Paul that we are complete in him. See, it's all about being in him, you see.
Yes.
And that's where the message of the grace gospel lands us, compared to trying to become something that you think you're not, trying to count the cost and give up everything and all of that stuff. You mentioned Hebrews 7. Here's one for you. Here's a nugget from Hebrews 7. For on the one hand, a former covenant is set aside or annulled because of its weakness and uselessness. Wow. How many times have you been to church and you heard the preacher say that the commandments written and engraved in stone were weak and useless?
Yes.
But, and they were contained within that covenant. So on the one hand, a former commandment is set aside because of its weakness and uselessness, for the law made nothing perfect. But on the other hand, the other covenant, a better hope is introduced through which we draw near to God. The old way, you'd try to draw near to God by what you did, being a doer of the law. That was the whole goal, attaining righteousness through your actions. That's all been gifted to us. And again, like we've said in recent programs, now we get to begin to live from this, the life of God in us, instead of us trying to do things to acquire the life of God or things related to the life of God. This is who we already are in him, in him, in him, in him. So this is pretty cool stuff once we begin to start getting it. And granted, it will often feel like this is the opposite of much of what you were told all of your life. Yep. And it will amaze you. And you'll start seeing things in the pages of the Bible, and you'll wonder how you missed them before. and then walking and living in the Spirit, it's going to be different for everybody, because you're unique. You're an individual. God created you that way. There's nobody quite like you. And so how God lives and moves through you, it may be very different from what somebody else is doing in their life with God. So you're free in him. And that's the beauty of this thing. There, no guilt, no condemnation, no more seeking of forgiveness, no more trying to become what you think you're not, no more trying to wash your hands and purify your heart. That's God's job. And he did it through Christ.
Yeah, he did it through Christ. You know, I heard someone once say that the giving of the law was an act of God's grace, because that's what helps us to live right. It's essentially what this person was saying. That is this mixed covenant Christianity, mixed covenant theology, however you want to look at it, is just wrong. The law was not given to help people live right. Through the law, sin increased. Through the law, people could see what good and bad was, but it didn't lift a finger. The law does not lift a finger to help anybody live according to what it says. What we need is, as we've talked about before, what Paul said, Paul himself said, through the law, as a Jew who was under the law for many, many years, he said, I died to the law so that I could be joined and made alive to God. It was through his dying to the law, not by thinking, the law was a good thing of God's grace because it helped me to live right. He found that it didn't help him to live right, but it provided just the opposite. And so, what did God provide us with? Like you're talking about, his very life in us, Christ in us, his life in us, the life of God, the Holy Spirit. Even your daily Bible reading, as much as we have talked over the years about how we treasure everything that is written in the scriptures, even your daily Bible reading is not your life. People can read the Bible every single day of their life and miss the life of Christ that's in them. So I'm not discouraging people from reading the Bible, but just remember, it's not our life. The things that we do are not our life. Christ himself is our life, and that is where we live day in and day out.
This has been Growing in Grace with Mike Kapler and Joel Brzezicki. access past programs by visiting growingingrace.org. Share it with a friend and listen again next week for more Growing in Grace.